So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught, Machrin Bekidish Bidmei Mukadeshes. If a person sold an item that was Asa Bahanoah, prohibited in all benefits, and then gave the proceeds for Kedushin, the Kedushin is effective, because as Rashi in the Mishnah explains, Ein Adam Netfasin BeIsser, the Isser does not transfer to the money, and she may benefit from the money. However, the Gemara teaches two exceptions, where Tafsi Demayu, the Isser does transfer to the money. Avodah Zarah, if a person sells Avodah Zarah, the money also becomes Aser and therefore cannot accomplish a Kedushin, because the Pasuk states, V'yisecherim kamayu, which is understood as, Kol sha'at mahayehe mena, harehu kamayu. Whatever is generated from it is like the original. Shviyas, if a person sells produce of Shemitah, the money attains Kedusha Shviyas, because the Pasuk states, Yevulhi kodesh tiyelechem, makodesh tefes es damav, av shviyas tefes es dameha. The Kedusha of Shemitah is transferred to the money, just like the Kedusha of an item designated for the Hekdesh is transferred to money. However, the Mei Shviyas can accomplish Kedushin because Perish Shviyas are Mutter Ba'achila. The Gemara explains, however, that we cannot learn from these with a Mamatzinu that Kol Yisurim Shevatar are also Tevis as Damav, either because of a deserve Shviyas Shnei Ksum Mabom Ke'echad Ve'im Malamdin, or according to the opinion of Shnei Ksum Mabom Ke'echad Malamdin, because mi'utik sivi, both psukim mention the word hu, an exclusion. The pasuk of Avodah Zarah states ki cherem hu, and the pasuk of Shemitah states yevol hi. Therefore, he in midachrin eloi. Only for these matters do we say tevis is damav, but not for other isurim. Zak the Mishnah, hamekadesh betrumes of emaisus of matanis, harezu mukadeshes va'afili Yisrael. If a Yisrael gave a woman a kedushin with truma, or with ma'aser rishon, or with the zroya l'chayayim ba'akeva, which must be given to a kohen, the kedushin is effective even though he does not own the actual item. To explain the Mishnah, the Gemara introduces two fundamental machlokes which are relevant to many halachas, among them truma. Whether teves hanah mamon or eina mamon. Teves hanah is the Yisrael's prerogative to give the truma to whichever kohen he wishes, thereby gaining the benefit of the other's gratitude, or potentially receiving some benefit from a relative of the kohen to entice him to give it to that particular kohen. Is this teves hanah considered actual monetary value, and therefore the Yisrael owns the truma regarding the teves hanah and he can accomplish kedushin with it? Or teves hanah is not considered monetary value, and he cannot accomplish kedushin with it? The Gemara cites another machlekes, whether matanish lo hurmu kemisha hurmadamin, or loy kemisha hurmadamin. This would be relevant in the case of Yisrael shenafu lo tevala mebeis avi'imai kain, Yisrael, who inherited teva produce from his maternal grandfather a kain. The Yisrael inherits even the truma that was not yet separated, because we consider the truma as if it was already separated, and the kain owner already acquired it, and his Yisrael grandson now inherits the actual truma. Although he may not eat it, he may sell it to a kain. Therefore, the truma that he gives her can accomplish kedushin. Or we do not consider it as if it was separated in the hands of the kohen grandfather. And the Yisrael grandson now inherits tevel, from which he has to separate truma, which he must give to a kohen gratis. He cannot sell it to a kohen. If so, all he has in the truma is teves hanah. And whether he can accomplish kedushin will depend on the previous machlekes of teves hanah mamon or eina mamon. Now, the Mishnah which rules in Makadish Betrumas of Emaisus and Matanis, Harezu Mukadeshes, the Afili Yisrael, must either hold Teves Hanah Mamon, or the Mishnah holds Teves Hanah Eina Mamon. However, the Mishnah is referring to a case of Yisrael Shanafali Tfalim Mebeis Avi'im Kayin, and the Mishnah holds Matanish Lohurmu Kemisha Homer Damin, as explained earlier. Therefore, the Truma that he gives her belongs to him and can accomplish Kedushin. The Gemara next cites the following Machlokes in the Braisa. Hagoinev Tivle Shel Chaveiroi, Mishalom Loi Demei Tivle Shel Chaveiroi Divi Rebbe. If a person stole someone's tevel produce, Rebbe says the ganav must pay for all the produce, even for the trumas and maisus that were not yet separated. Rebbe Yisrael Rebbe Huda disagrees and says, Eina Mishalom El Demei Chulin Shabai. The ganav pays only for the produce that would remain chulin, but he does not pay for the trumas and maisus, because as Rashi explains, Amalei Lav Bal Devarm Didiat. The owner has no claim as he does not own the truma, and a kohen does not have a claim either, because yitcheyu b'yemeloi esnenu l'kohen acher. The ganav can choose to give the truma to another kohen. The Gemara offers four possible explanations for this machlokes. Rebbe holds misham loy demei tivloy because teves hanah mamon, and therefore the truma belongs to the owner. While Rebbe Yisrael Behuda holds eina mishalma demei chulin shabay because teves hanah eina mamon, and the truma does not belong to the owner. Or the kulei alma teves hanah eina mamon. As explained earlier, Rebbe holds Mesham Loi Dmei Tivloi because Kemisha Homer Damian, and the Truma or Meiser belongs to the Yerush, the Yisrael. While Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, Eina Mishalm al Dmei Chulin Shabbai, because Lav Kimishor Medamin, and the Truma or Meiser does not belong to the Yisrael. Or, the Kuli Alma Kimishor Medamin, they both agree that we do consider the Truma Meiser as if it was already separated, and therefore in the case of Yerusha, they would both agree that Mishalm al Dmei Tivlai. Therefore, the Mishnah is not a case of Yerusha, but his own Truma. And they also both agree that Tevas Hana ain't a mamet. But rather, they disagree in Shmuel's halacha of Chita Achas Pateras Zakri. Midai Raisa, a person can separate even one wheat kernel of Truma for an entire harvest. However, the Rabbanan initiated that an average person should separate Echad Michamishim, 1/50th of all the fruits. Rabbi holds Mishamloi Dmei Tivloi because Islei de Shmuel. Therefore, all the produce, aside for one Chita, belong to the owner, as he could have separated only one Chita for Truma. And as Rashi adds accordingly, b'truma luchuda palig, ava b'maisa maida. Rebbe disagrees only regarding truma, but the ganav does not also pay for the maisa because the owner must separate 1/10 from maisa. While Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, ein mishalm al demei chulin shabai because lesley dishmul. The entire truma does not belong to the owner, because he cannot have separated only one chita. Or, the kule am leslehu dishmul. They both agree that one cannot separate only one chita per truma. And even so, Rebbe holds Misham Loi Dmei Tivloi, the Ganav must still pay for the Truma, because the Kansur Rabban al Ganav, the Chacham imposed a penalty upon the Ganav for stealing. Or, the Kulei Amma Islehu Dishmu, they both agree that one can separate only one Chit of a Truma. And even so, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds, Ein Misham El Dmei Chulin Shabai, the owner is not compensated for the Truma, because the Kansur Rabban Lebal Habayis, the Loi Bayi Le Lishiyur Le Tivloi. The Chum imposed a penalty upon the owner for his delay in separating Truma. The Mishnah concludes, HaMekadish, B'mechatas u'be'ifr chatas harizim u'kadeshas. If a person gave a woman kedushin with either water that was already mixed with the ashes of the paraduma, or with the ashes alone, the kedushin is effective. However, the Gemara makes a distinction. B'schar hava u'miloy mikudeshas. If he transported the mechatas or he drew water for the efer chatas and he did not charge her for it, the kedushin is effective because, as Rashi explains, milsa de trichahi v'le rami rachmona alea b'shar l'mishkol agra. There's no mitzvah to complete this task because it is burdensome. Therefore, he may accept payment for his service and it can accomplish a kedushin. However, b'schar hazal b'kiddush einem mekudeshes. If he sprinkled the mechatas or mixed the water with efer chatas for her, the kedushin is not effective. Because the leketircha, the schar mitzvah hu neitel, there is a mitzvah to complete this task, because it is not burdensome, and one may not accept payment for a mitzvah, therefore it cannot accomplish a kedushin. Hanulach perek ish mekadesh, we have Baruch Hashem completed the second perek of Masechet Kedushin, and we'll begin the third perek ha'emer in the next shir, be'ezras Hashem.